利路亚，感谢主。
Hallelujah, thank the Lord.
我们下午来谈陪青少年成长。
This afternoon, we will discuss upon a topic, parenting teens.
你是觉得在这个世代当中我们用一个简单的比喻来描述现在的这个社会生活。
I'd like to use a simple parable to symbolize society as we see it today.
就像一个小孩子把一个染色的颜料瓶子打倒了。
Just as if a child were to knock over a vase.
结果这个小孩子因为看到这个瓶子染颜料倒下去，他一慌张孩子还小不会，结果一直要收拾，越收拾越乱，整个本来小小的一个地方可能弄到整片房间都是这个染色颜料了。
And so if someone knocked over a vase with something inside of it, a little child may try to clean it up, but in the end make matters worse.
我们看到现在社会状况就类似这样。
And if you look at society today, it's the same.
出现了一些问题。
A few problems have arisen.
人真的也是知道这个问题，所以一直想办法要去处理，越处理越糟糕。
And human beings have recognized these problems and have tried their own ways to resolve it, but have in fact made matters worse.
男女关系的问题是这样。
And the relationships between a male and a female is the same.
要处理男女关系的问题，到最后好像变成性开放一样。
It seems like as the more you try to resolve the problem between male and female, the more you make things worse.
症结在哪里？
And so where is the true problem lie?
就是不会靠神。
It is that we do not know how to rely on God.
不会用神的方法。
We don't know how to use God's method.
用人的方法。
But in fact, we use our own.
魔鬼就借着你人都有聪明，还是输魔鬼。
Then because everyone tries to use their own intelligence, they belong to Satan.
所以魔鬼就用人的这种软弱，这样兴风作浪。
And so Satan uses the weakness of man.To make things worse.
所以给这个家庭社会就带来更大的混乱。
And ultimately, this causes society and the family to be in more turmoil.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
今天就是因为我们教会有神。
Because we have God in our church today.
我们借着圣灵能明白圣经的真理。
Through the Holy Spirit, we are able to understand the words of God.
能明白神的旨意。
We are able to understand His will.
我们在神里面可以长大成人。
And then we can grow and become mature in Christ.
所以虽然我们的生活当中也会碰到一些问题。
So even though we will encounter difficulties in our life,
但是我们会靠着神去处理它。
But we know to rely on God to resolve the matter.
就好像这个孩子把这个染料打倒了。
Just like this child who knocked something over.
爸爸妈妈可以来好好，这些大人可以把这个地方弄干净。
The parents are able to make it clean once again.
这个世界虽然有混乱。
And there's chaos in the society today.
我们靠着主耶稣。
We can rely on God.
主耶稣有办法借着成熟长大的人来把它弄好。
We can rely on Jesus because Jesus is able to gather those who are mature to make things right.
今天这个使命其实就落在我们弟兄姐妹的身上。
And today, in fact, this commission lies in our hands today.
因为今天主耶稣跟我们同在。
Because today Jesus is with us.
所以感谢神。
So we thank God.
首先从我们的家庭做起。
Starting from our own family.
让我们的家庭能体会到主耶稣的恩典，主耶稣的同在。
We're able to allow our family to experience the grace and abundance of God.
今天下午主要是讲到孩子成长我们怎么去陪他。
And so today, this afternoon's topic will be on how to parent our teens.
在早期的社会可以说在养育孩子很简单。
In early society, you can say it was easy to rear a child.
当然不是说没有坏孩子。
Of course, it's not to say that there weren't the troubled child at all.
但是没有现在社会这么严重。
But the severity was not as great as it is today.
有的父母也可以说没有很用心在教孩子。
And you can say this is attributed to some of the parents who are not trying their best to raise their child.
但普遍性来讲，好像孩子也没有这么坏。
But then, in the end, it seems like the children are still not as bad as those today.
曾经比较早期有一个父亲很简单这样说。
From earlier times, a parent once said.
教孩子还不简单。
It's easy to raise a child.
如果他不听我棍子丢过去，他就乖了。
As long as if they disobey me, I'll just lay my rod down.
就是像早期台湾的社会后那 父亲用高压的手段，孩子都乖乖听话。
And this is how it was done in early times in Taiwan, where the father would punish the children.
但是现在是这样吗？
But is it the same today?
嗯，如果这样，他就跑出去了。
If you do it today, the child will run away.
到就不回来了。
And they'll never come back.
因为他外面的同伴太多了。
Because they have too many friends in society.
到时候到最后可能就父母要哀求他了。
And then in the end, the parents will have to lament over them.
因为我也曾经听到啊，那个教会的信徒打电话给我。
Because I once heard a member who called me.
传道，我的孩子不回家呢，怎么办？
I said, preacher, my child will not come home. What should I do?
他怎么不回家呢？
So I asked, why won't your child go home?
他不听话的时候，我就说你出去。
And then the parent replied, well, when my child disobeyed me, I told them to get out.
他真的出去了呢。
And they really left.
他不回来了，怎么办？
And they're not coming home. So what should I do?
求主耶稣怜悯啊。
So I said, no, may God have mercy.
我们教孩子不能用血气。
Because we cannot raise our child with such type of anger.
不要惹儿女的气。
And the Bible says, do not cause your children to wrath.
免得他失了志气。
Lest they lose hope.
这不要惹儿女的气，并不是说怕孩子生气不要教他。
So this doesn't mean that when you raise your child, you're afraid to make them upset.
乃是说不要用血气来教孩子。
But not, rather to not raise them with anger.
早期很多人都是用血气在教啦，乱打乱骂都无所谓啊。
Because in the past, this is how people raise their children. They would just hit them or get upset at them.
现在不是这样啊。
But today's time is not the same.
你没有心平气和，你没有用道理。
If you don't use the words of God.
你乱教，乱打乱骂。
And you just raise them in your own fashion and you hit them for any old reason.
孩子不服气。
The children will not like it.
可能到最后就悲剧产生了。悲剧了，这个那个可怜的事情就发生了。
And something tragic can happen.
曾经就父亲啊看到孩子在读一些啊漫画书。一些图。
And once a parent saw their children reading some comics.
啊，因为孩子要升学啊，考试啊，压力很大。
Because the child, he had to take exams, and so he had a lot of pressure.
哦，那个父亲看到很着急，就骂他了。
And so the parent, he was upset, and he scolded his child.
那亲子关系就很不好。
And from there on, their relationship was very poor.
到最后哦，有的一生气一乱出口，就你死掉算了。
And then some people, they get upset, and they just said, "Go die, I don't care."
啊，台湾很多都住高楼的。
In Taiwan, people live on very high floors.
你叫我死还不简单，就跳出去。
And since they live high up, they can say, well, if you want me to die, then I can just jump out the window.
跳出去就死掉了。
And jump out and I will die.
当然父母就很难过。
Then, of course, the parents will be very sorrowful.
他不是真的要孩子死了，只是讲气话，但问题就发生了。
Because they didn't really want the child to die, they were just upset and they spoke these words in anger.
在教会里面也有碰到这种例子。
And there's been a similar example in the church.
父亲一生气，把那个书丢到地上。
The parent got upset and he threw the books on the floor.
一丢，那孩子打击啊，孩子受到打击。
And then when the father did so, the child said,
就整个精神状况就很不稳定，书也不想读了。
He just didn't feel like doing anything else anymore because he was emotionally unstable.
所以孩子的成长
，So the growth of your children.
小时候是一个基础。
When they're little, it's just the beginning.
但并不能保证说未来一定好。
But it does not guarantee that if you raise them well when they're little, they will become good people.
尤其现在的社会面对的挑战更大。
Because especially in today's society, the obstacles they face are even greater than before.
而且人的成长又有情欲的产生。
And when people grow, they will also have different fleshly emotions and lusts.
我最近又想这个问题。
So recently I was thinking.
主耶稣为什么孩子很小的时候没有赐圣灵给他
？When children are very little, why does Jesus not give them the Holy Spirit?
往往都是比较年纪大、懂事以后才赐圣灵。
Why is it that once they grow older and are able to understand, does Jesus give them the Holy Spirit?
因为人渐渐懂事以后，相对他内在的情欲随着产生。
And the reason is, as man becomes older and they are able to understand things, the lusts also grow with them.
并不是说我们今天受洗有圣灵的情欲就没有。
It doesn't mean that just because you're baptized to receive the Holy Spirit, you will not have lusts.
反而是因为我们有圣灵，所以可以克制肉体的情欲。
But because we have the Holy Spirit, we can overcome the lusts.
世界上的人没有办法是被情欲牵着鼻子走。
And the people in this world, they don't have anything else but to follow the lusts of their flesh.
所以当我们渐渐长大的时候，我们更需要靠着圣灵来。 致使肉体的情欲。
So the truth of the matter is, as we grow older, we need to rely more on the Holy Spirit to overcome our flesh.
这个就是加拉太书里面讲的圣灵跟情欲相争。
And this is the dissension between the flesh and the spirit recorded in the book of Galatians.
啊，在这个这么复杂的这个社会里面，情欲诱惑的事情就多元化很多。
And so in such a chaotic society, there is of course many different temptations and things that will allure us.
所以以前的父母是把孩子养大就觉得可以放心了。
And in the past, parents would say, well, once I've raised my child to a certain age, I can be safe and just let them go.
其实在我的观念里面，我哥哥差不多国小毕业，我爸爸妈妈就可以不必管他了。
And in my mind, I think that once a child graduates from a certain age,the parents don't have to worry about them.
12岁以后爸爸妈妈就可以不必管了。
Once they're 12 years old, the parents can just not worry about them.
啊，当然有的变坏的，但是有的很乖的也有。
And of course some will become bad, but there are many who are good.
啊，照一般来讲，差不多20岁已经长大成人就可以放心了。
And you can think about it, if someone's 20, then definitely you cannot worry and just let them go.
但是我最近在看啊，你20岁还是不能放心。
But then recently I've been observing and I found that even at the age of 20 you cannot rest.
因为现在孩子所面对这么复杂的这个社会。
Because the children today face a very chaotic society.
也许你很小有给他很好的基础。
Perhaps you gave them the best start they could have when they were little.
但是他要面对这么多复杂的这个社会的时候可能还不够用。
But of all the things that they're going to confront in their life, it's still not enough.
还是需要我们父母不断地供应给他。
It still needs the help of the parents to continue guide and lead the children.
一直等到这个我们的孩子完全长大，可以独立做主。
Until our children have finally become independent and can become an individual.
如果我们的孩子真的完全独立长大，会读经祷告。
If our children are completely independent and know to read and pray on their own.
然后可以把神的道理融会贯通，像约瑟一样。
And they can understand and absorb the words of God like Joseph.
当然这个时候我们做父母就可以真正的放心。
Then of course as parents then we can truly be confident and let them go.
他可以面对工作。
They can confront their work.
可以面对他感情的问题。
Their different emotions.
以后即使结婚，他婚姻的问题也可以去处理。
And the marital problems they may have in the future.
父亲完全可以放心。
The parents can rest and relax and be at ease.
但如果还没有，
But if this is not the case yet,
我们做父母就一直陪他。
Then as parents, we must continually be with them.
陪他到真的能完全独立自主了。
To stay with them until they can truly become independent.
因为我们也看到有一些做父母的，
Because we can see some parents.
孩子一直到结婚还不错。
They still do not take care of their children even when they are married.
结果一结婚出了问题。
And so, because they did not take care of their children, once the children are married, there is problems.
照理说，本来父母已经可以放心孩子结婚找到对象了。
You can think that once a child is married and has found a spouse, the parents should not have to worry about them.
结果孩子出了问题，父母还是很难过。
But when the children have problems in their marriage, the parents still suffer.
因为孩子没有办法去面对，去克服他婚姻的问题。
And it is because the children do not know how to confront and to approach their own marital problems.
所以我一直觉得我们今天做父母的要完全的放心。
And so that's why I think that as parents we should be able to be at ease.
只有等到看到我们孩子完全独立长大。
Until we see our children grow up and are mature and independent.
啊，更现实的层面就是他结婚以后他真的能敬畏神，然后有神的道理。
And you can see this is if your child is married and is able to establish their own spiritual life.
这样他即使婚姻有什么问题，他也不会来操让我们操心了。
Because if they do have their own spiritual life, when they have problems in their marriage, the parents won't have to worry about it.
虽然他没有告诉我们，但是他会自己去处理。
So even though they may not tell us everything, they know how to handle their own problems.
其实这个就像我，其实我的婚姻生活就类似这样。
And truly, my marital life has been like this.
在我大学的时候，感谢神，我真的体验到神的同在。
Thank God, when I was in college, I felt the abidance of God.
啊，会读圣经啊。
I knew to read the Bible.
啊，所以这过程当中虽然还有一些感情的问题。
And so even though I had problems in my relationships.
结婚以后跟太太常常也在婚姻上在协调。
And I would have disagreements with my wife in our marriage.
难免有一些摩擦的事情。
And things that we had conflicts about.
但是我们没有让父母操心。
But we never caused our parents to worry.
我们靠主耶稣走过这婚姻的路。
Through the reliance on God, we were able to go through our marriage.
所以我才想到今天我们也当父母了。
And so that's why I think now that I am a parent,
我们再看我们的孩子,
and I look back at my children,
如果他真的长大了,
if they have truly grown up,
我们就可以真正放心,
then I can just be at ease.
但是还没有之前呢,
but if this is not the case yet,
我们继续陪他,
then we still have to continue with them.
哦, 那所以我们讲陪青少年的成长。
And so now we talk about parenting your teens.
我想可以用两个层次来看, 两个方面来看。
I think you can look at parenting from two perspectives.
早上讲的那一种建立家庭祭坛是一个基础。
This morning when we talked about the family altar was just the beginning.
有这个基础并不是说那就保证你未来没有问题。
And just having this beginning does not guarantee you will not have problems in the future.
因为他的成长会越来越面对更多的挑战。
Because as your child grows, they will continue to confront more and new things.
尤其啊，孩子长大很实际面对的就是学业问题。
And one very practical problem your children will face is their careers.
再来就是感情问题。
And then they will have problems or they will face a relationship.
所以我们用这两个层面来看。
And so we'll look at parenting from these perspectives.
首先我们怎么陪孩子啊面对课业的问题。
How do you parent your child in terms of their education?
很多时候孩子他所选择的工作往往是父母为他决定的。
Many times children choose a career because their parents chose it for them.
因为我们父母觉得啊，这个行业是最热门、最赚钱的。
As parents, we think, well, this field is the best field and you can earn the most money.
当然，有些孩子他刚好可以去配合。
And sometimes the children are in fact interested in that field on their own, so it matches up.
这样就大家高兴。
Then everyone's happy.
那有时候孩子不一定刚好适合这样。
But then there's times when the children do not like or are not suited for this field.
父母为他决定的，他不一定喜欢嘛。
And so if the parents made a decision for them, the child may not like it.
啊，结果大家又这样的坚父母又这样的坚持下去。可能就悲剧又产生了。
And then if your parents continue to insist on their own way, then something tragic can happen.
啊，就像我们学生时代哈，还记得有一本当时很出名的一本书。
I remember when I was a student, there was a very famous book.
叫《野鸽子的黄昏》。野鸽子啊，鸽子大 ，wild duck， is sunset， wild duck sunset， 野鸽子它好像黄昏了，那个那种，是不是这样？那一本书名啊，它的内容主要就是这样说了哈，就是说哈啊，一个青年很会读书。
So there is this book that I don't know the title to that talks about a student who knows how to study very well.
哎，啊，他父亲哦，就是一般的父亲呐，是期望孩子当医生。
And he had a typical parent who had that wish their children would be a doctor.
因为哦，差不多以前的台湾社会都觉得医生是最好，其实到现在差不多类似这样。
And from the past until now, most Taiwanese people think being doctors is the best thing to do.
所以成绩好就是要当医生。
And so they would say, well, you need good grades so you can become a doctor.
结果他的兴趣是文学的。
But his interest laid in literature.
所以虽然他真的他有那个能力有程度可以读医学院又当医生了。
And so, though he may have had the mental capacity to become a doctor,
但是他哦，觉得活得很不快乐。
But he thought this was a torture for him.
他一直觉得他可以做一个文学家。
Because he would rather be something else.
所以他就写一些他的思想啊，他的文章啊。
And so he wrote his feelings and thoughts down.
好像后来这个人哦，也很早就离世了。
And later on, this person passed away very early.
后来就证明说他这个人哦，活得不快乐。
And then people were able to conclude that he lived a very unhappy life.
那更严重的是什么？
But what was the more important part?
有的父母就是不知道孩子的程度，还一直说你会当医生不可。
It is the fact that many parents don't understand the child and still insist that they become doctors.
我就碰到有一个。
I met someone like this.
他父亲是医生。
Their parent was a doctor.
他哥哥也是医生。
And their brother was a doctor.
其实他的程度是不错了，不过要当医生啊，真的能力还不足。
And though this person, he was very intelligent, it was not a good fit for him to be a doctor.
结果父亲给他太大的压力。
And in the end, the parents pressured him too much.
到最后他的精神状况就恍惚了。
And then he began to have mental problems.
到最后他父母也不敢说你当医生啊，你能正常人生我就感谢了。
And it became the point that he was so unstable, his parents would not even mention about being doctors, but just hope that he could have a normal life.
这个都是有很多这个前车之鉴啊，那些例子。让我们做见解的。
And there are so many examples like this that we can look at.
所以今天啊，我们孩子的课业问题。
And so today, in terms of the academics of our children,
这是我们做父母实际要去面对。
This is a practical problem and issue that we as parents must confront.
啊，其实当我们陪孩子成长的时候
，And so in actuality, as we're raising our children,
我们有神的爱。
We have the love of God.
哎，我们会了解我们的孩子的程度。
And we will understand the level at which our children are at.
如果我们孩子真的有那个能力，有那个程度，有那个现象
，If our children truly have that ability and desire to go a certain way.
当然感谢主，他当医生可以啊。
Then thank God for him to be a doctor is good.
啊，如果他没有那个能力，没有那个现象
，But if he doesn't have the inclination to be a doctor,
就不要勉强。
Then don't force it.
照着他的能力，他的现象。去发挥
but rather support and promote his strengths.
有一句话说，行行出状元嘛，每一个行业，每一个工作都可以是最好的。
And there's a saying that any field you do is good.
所以事实上说啊，文学、音乐啊、理工怎么比较？其实我们长大以后，在各行各业里面发现，真的很难比较。
And so you can think about it, literature or music or Just a hard labor, there's no way to compare which is better.
但是小时候好像很容易比较啊。
But for some reason, when you're little, it seems like it's easy to compare which is better.
一考试出来，那个不会数理的是最吃亏的。
And you can say after a test, whoever scored the lowest is going to have the least potential.
因为他再怎么读书，数理总是不及格。
Because no matter how hard he studies, he just is not up to par with the rest of the class in terms of his studies.
啊，有理工头脑的人是最吃香的，他考试出来数学成绩总是最好的。
And you think, oh, the people who do the best in math and science will have the best future.
啊，但是这个数理不好的人，就他程度很差吗？不一定。
But just because someone does poorly on a test, does that mean he will have a poor life?
所以我那个孩子他们成长就是类似这样。
And so when my children grew up, it was similar to this.
三个女儿啊，三个不同的性向。
I had three daughters, and they had three different interests.
那个老大哦，在小时候就发现哦，他音乐跟文学很有兴趣。
I found that my oldest daughter, her interest lay in music and literature.
嗯，因为哦啊，那时候他。发现他音感节奏感很准
And I could find that she was very sensitive to the different feelings and emotions that you get from reading.
哎，啊，再来哦，他写一些作文日记呀、啊，啊，看一些文学的书，很喜欢呢。
And it seemed that she loved to read and to write.
啊，所以那时候我跟他传道人说，这个孩子是未来做音乐跟文学的。
And so later on, my wife said, it seems that this child of ours would go in the direction of music and literature.
但是在台湾哦，如果要读音乐的话，要花很多钱。
But in Taiwan, in order to study music, it will require a lot of money.
你要去找老师啊，补习费很高。
And you have to find a teacher to teach your child.
那我们传道人的生活，你要去栽培孩子读音乐，还是觉得有经济的压力。
And because it is expensive,To study music in Taiwan as a preacher is a great financial burden on us.
那读文学就钱就比较少。
Now if you study literature, it requires less money.
就比较适合我们这个家庭的经济状况。
And it is more suited to our financial situation.
所以我们就用这一方面去训练。
And so we use this aspect to train her.
哎，多给她看一些书。
To give her more books to read.
让她多写一些文章。
To encourage her to write more.
她写得很高兴。
And she wrote very happily.
啊，教会里面呢，啊，有机会教她弹琴。
And in church, when there is the opportunity, they would teach her to play different instruments.
但是弹琴的目标不是成为音乐家，是能够在教会施琴。
But the reason for her learning piano is not to become a professional, but to be able to help play in the church.
嗯，感谢神，她。国小的五六年级的时候就可以在教会施琴五线谱了。
And we thank God that when she was in fifth or sixth grade, she was able to begin playing in church.
的确音感节奏感很准。
And she had a great sense for music.
哎，但是就这样就不错了。
And so this is pretty good already.
啊，她就一直往文学去发展。
And then in terms of her education, she continued to flourish under literature.
啊，那时候发现她数学真的很差。
And we found that she truly is very poor in math and science.
没有数理头脑。
She just didn't have that inclination.
哎，常常考试都考不及格。
And a lot of times she just didn't do very well on her tests.
所以那时候我传道娘是很辛苦。
And so for my wife, it was very difficult for her.
看到这个成绩真的是很讨厌。
Because when you see this grade, it's very...
但是对母亲来讲是一种操练。
But for the mother, it's also a type of discipline.
感谢神，传道娘就一直在调试，调试到最后就调试过来了。
And so we thank God that my wife, she was able to adjust until she finally completed the adjustment.
到了国中就跟她讲。
And then when she got to middle school, she told her,
你尽本分就好，没有压力的。
Just do your best, there's no pressure.
她上高中。
And then when she went to high school,
我跟她说，能毕业就好。
I told her, as long as you can graduate, that's okay.
因为有时候你既然读了，不要总是不能毕业啊。
Because if you're going to study, you should at least pass.
她有可能，在我们那个年代，三科不及格就留级啊，你一直留级也不是办法。
And in, back then, if you fail, then you have to be held back, and that's not a good thing to do.
因为她数学成绩大概一定是不及格的。
And if she failed, that means her grades for math were no good.
如果再一两科不好，真的就不能毕业了，就要留级了。
If she failed at two other classes, then she would have to be held behind.
那如果数学不及格，其他科目可以过去，还会毕业。
And so even though she may fail maybe math, but if she can pass all her other classes, she can graduate.
所以没有给她压力。
So we don't give her any pressure.
她就照着她的兴趣一直发展。
And she just continued to work on her interests.
她文学可以。
Her literature, in terms of literature, was good.
其他周边的科目，数学、英文还可以，所以就这样的可以 pass 了。
And her other classes were decent, and so she was able to pass.
的确她在文学方面就突出来了。
But you can see that her strength lied in literature.
因为学校一开学，
because once school started,
就会作文比赛。
You would have these writing contests.
她就都前三名。
And she was always in the top three.
所以呢，后来因为台湾有那个不是参加联考的，是用真试的。真试的，像一个什么那一种。
And so there was once a large examination.
她有那个好的这个作文。
And she had a good essay.
所以到最后，她就可以上大学啦。
And because she had this good essay, she was able to graduate and go into college.
就读中文系的。
And she studied Chinese literature.
就是这样，很自然。
And it was very natural for her.
她数学真的是不及格。
But she truly was not good at math.
我说比较明显的一个例子，让我们觉得很好玩。
Let me give you a very interesting example.
因为她已经通过了。这个真是上大学了。
Because she had already passed the final examination and got into college.
结果呢，那个还要回学校参加考试。
You still had to go back to school to take a few exams.
学校还没有毕业嘛，所以才有一次模拟考。
And because the graduation had not taken place yet.
他也要考啊，但是这个考对他来讲不算了。
And so there were still tests that you had to take for your class, but at this point it didn't really matter for her.
可以说测验他的程度啊。
It was just to see where she was at.
她竟然数学考零分。
And she got a zero on her math test.
所以我说天才跟白痴。作文成绩很好，那数学成绩真的这么差，比不及格还差了。
And the difference between her literature sense and her math sense are night and day.
如果你真的要教她读理工真的惨了，可怜了。
And if you ask her to do some kind of hard labor, then things would be a problem as well.
但反过来讲，如果父母不会欣赏她的文学，
but on the other hand, if the parent did not know how to encourage her in terms of literature,
一直针对她的数理一直要求她，
but continually asked her to do something that she was not good at,
甚至一直骂她，
and to continue to scold her,
你真的很差劲，很笨，
and say you're very stupid,
她真的就失了志气了，
then she'll lose all self-esteem.
你看她。作文会好吗？他心情不好，作文怎么会好？
If she's emotionally unstable, then how can she write?
可能他的这个社会科目其他都受影响。
And it may influence all of her other academics.
感谢神，主耶稣怜悯我们。
Oh, thank God, He had mercy on us.
我们做父母的知道不能比呀。
As parents, we know we cannot compare.
因为不能跟他老二比。
You cannot compare the oldest daughter with the second daughter.
跟老二比，她就惨了。
Because if you compare with the second daughter, then she's doomed.
然后数理真的很强。
Because my second daughter was very good in the math and sciences.
不是只有及格，几乎都满分的。
She was not just on the average, she was like at the top.
所以曾经说我太太在教那个老大，老二在旁边听，都会了啦。
And so while my wife was teaching my oldest daughter, my second daughter stood beside and knew how to do everything already.
老大还在那边搞不清楚。
But the oldest still just couldn't get it.
就是这样。
And this is how it is.
所以后来发现老二，他数学领悟力很强，二年级就可以读三年级了。
And so we saw that our second daughter, she was very good in math and science, and although she was in second grade, she was ready to do the third grade material.
就一直超前，五年级就读六年级。
And then when she was in fifth grade, she was ready to do sixth grade material.
所以甚至她到最后可以跳级了。
And so in the end, she was so ahead that she was able to skip a few classes.
因为她数理很强。
And it was because she was so strong in the math and sciences.
但是如果要讲音乐哦，她还是差她姐姐。
But if you ask her things in terms of music, she cannot compare with her older sister.
所以小时候我们发现这个孩子数理很强。
And so when we see that when she was young, she was good in math and sciences.
所以她就一直往数理发展。
So she just continued to work in that direction.
本来我们是计划哈这个女孩子还是以家为重。
And so although we planned that as females, the daughter should center their life on the family.
因为她的成绩一直都是真的是非常好。
But then because of her grades were so good.
所以曾经很多老师也说这个来读医学院最好。
And even many teachers would tell us it is best if your daughter goes in the math and science field.
但是我们想如果读医学院可能女孩子会影响照顾家庭。
But then we thought if she does this and goes in the field of, for example, medicine, then it will influence her family.
当然这个不是绝对的。
Although this is not completely correct.
不过最主要是我那女儿说看到血会害怕。看到血就会害怕。
But the one good thing that helped us was the fact that when she saw blood, she began to be very afraid.
所以她对医生没有兴趣。
So she was not interested in becoming a doctor.
那我们就想一想哪一种行业比较自由。
And so we thought, what career is good for her and will give her the freedom she needs?
好像有很多条路可以让她选我们来选一个最好的。
It seems like there's many paths for her to choose, so let's help choose the best one for her.
建筑系，建筑的。
What about architecture?
那最好。
That's good.
这可以自己选，我有时间就接 case, 没有时间我就不要接。
As an architect, you can decide when you have time to take on a project and when not to.
真的就照我们的这个理想我就接读建筑系的。
And really, she just did according to what we thought, and she became an architect.
还读得不错。
And she became very good at it.
但是读了两年，到第二年下学期的时候。
But after she finished the second year in the summer,
一直说他没有兴趣了。
She began to say she was not interested.
读下去了。
And we were saying, just finish it.
不是不会读，是没有兴趣。
But she said, it's not that I can't do it, I'm just not interested.
还没有兴趣，看他浸在那里，好像很可怜了。
And so if she's not interested in it, and she still has to do it, she looks very pitiful.
那种状况我们就是想说心里能平静稳定最重要。
So in that situation, we think nothing else matters except to be content and settled in the heart.
我们就叫他说要祷告，看主耶稣带领你的路。
So we said, just pray and see how God leads you.
如果读不下去，不要勉强了。
If you can't finish it, then just don't force it.
可以再转，看哪一个比较适合。
You can switch majors and see what's best for you.
后来想到土木系，土木的西米尔。
And then we decided civil engineering.
他想到土木跟建筑还差不多。
And we thought civil engineering is very similar to construction.
他就从建筑转到土木。
And so she switched from being architecture to civil engineering.
跟一般人是颠倒的呢。
This is pretty opposite for most people.
很多是土木转建筑的，他竟然建筑转土木。
Most people switch from civil engineering to architecture, but she switched from architecture to civil engineering.
他就转过去了。
And so she switched.
还可以接过去，还顺利毕业。
And because some of the classes overlapped, everything went well, and she graduated.
很多人要读研究所，好像还要很拼。
And it seems that for many people to pursue after a master's, they have to work so hard.
但她读得还不错，所以一申请应该就可以读啦。
But it seemed that she was pretty good in studying, so she just tried it.
本来不想读研究所，我们说如果不读，好像很可惜，读读看吧。
And at first she didn't want to pursue a graduate degree, but we encouraged her, and so she did it.
结果她就读了。
And so she went for her graduate degree.
读到最后她说又没有兴趣了。
And then she studied and then she said, oh, I'm not interested anymore.
所以她剩下论文她不想做。剩下论文。
And the rest of the classes she didn't want to finish.
所以她不想做了。
And she just decided she wanted to give
up. 这怎么办？
So what do you do?
我们也没有办法。
And there's nothing we as parents can do.
因为她长大了。
Because she's old already.
我们一个原则。
And we have this principle.
尊重你的选择。
To respect their decision.
不要变坏。
And not to become bad.
信仰最重要。
Your faith is the most important.
因为你拥有一切，没有信仰，我们知道都免谈了。
Because if you have everything but do not have faith, then nothing matters.
我们有信仰。
If we have faith.
其实这些都互属的。
then everything else that we see is unimportant.
只要你不要说好吃懒做啊，整天不务正业就不对。
As long as you're not a sluggard and just does nothing every day.
啊，所以他就转向搞电脑去了。
And then so she switched to be more computer oriented.
所以他在电脑的资讯公司里面上班了。
So now she works in a computer company.
他觉得好像很累啊，从早到晚，那他觉得没有什么，啊。
And she thinks it's a little tiring to work from morning to evening.
因为她有兴趣。
But it, to her, it's not very tiring because she's interested.
所以这个是有关学业工作方面。
And so this is the perspective for careers and education.
像我那个老大就读中文读到最后，诶，可以当老师了。
And my oldest daughter, because she was good in literature, she studied Chinese, and in the end, she became a teacher.
但是他教了一年书，他说不教了。
But after she taught a year, she says, I don't want to teach anymore.
哦，因为在台湾哦，那教书压力很大。
Because in Taiwan, the pressure to be a teacher is very great.
我们也没有办法替他决定啊。
And there's nothing, and we cannot make a decision for her.
但是他会自己找工作啊。
But she can look for a job on her own.
他说我们又不必拿你父母的钱。
And she says, I don't need to take your money.
结果他另外在找。
And so she looked for a different job.
所领的薪水比他老师的薪水差一半。
And she said her new job,the salary is only half of that of a teacher.
但是她工作高兴啊，又稳定。
But she's very happy with what she does, and it's very stable.
都好了，无所谓，不要为这个争执。
So she's happy, then there's nothing to bicker about.
结果很意外的啦。
But then, unbeknownst to us,
在那里工作了一年。
After she worked there for 1 year.
我要来美国之前打电话回家。
Before I was coming to America, I called home.
说要户籍誊本，户籍誊本啊，怎么讲？
We had to have a house registration.
才知道说哈，啊，他现在可以成为正式的职员了。
So she can become an official permanent employee of the company.
本来还是临时的。
Because at the time she was only a temper.
哦，是薪水也随之调升了。
And now that she's a permanent employee, her pay increases.
都感谢了，无所谓。
And so we're very thankful.
现在对老三来讲。
And now for my third daughter.
哦，老三。一直到国中才还没有发现他的这个性向呢。
Up until the middle school, we still cannot tell what was our youngest daughter good at.
老大、老二从读小学就发现这个性向了。
From elementary school, we could already tell what our two older daughters were good at.
老大、老三一直到国中还没有发现。
But our third daughter, we still hadn't known.
我跟传道娘就在注意啊，这个孩子是将来要走什么路啊。
So I was talking with my wife, what is she going to do in the future?
她后来发现说，那他学生灵会回来哦。
And then so she said, well, I noticed after she came back from spiritual convocation.
有时候讲一些法律常识的，她回家讲得津津乐道。
And when you talk about rules and regulations, she seems to like it.
学校有公民与道德讲一些法律的，她也是很喜欢。
And it seems that in school she likes to emphasize on doing the right things and the rules and regulations.
我们才发现说，是不是这个孩子喜欢法律呀？
So we asked, maybe does our child like law?
法律一般人是觉得很单调乏味的，她竟然会好像很喜欢啊。
Most people don't like law, but it seems like she does.
感谢神就在注意，然后往这个方向来发展。
And so we thank God we paid a special attention to this and we helped encourage her.
后来她真的就读法律系了。
And in the end, she studied law.
所以她现在还在读。
And so she's still studying.
不过我们也说，你虽然读法律系。
And so we tell her, even though you're studying law,
其实现在这个社会很需要法律。
Because in this society, we really need law and order.
像我们教会在这个社会生存也是需要一些法。
Just like in our church, we still need law and order.
所以可能以后你对教会应该有一些帮助。
So maybe in the future, by studying law, you can help the church.
要知道你读法律就为主耶稣读法律。
So just know that when you study law, you're studying for Jesus.
就给他这个观念。
And we just give her this important concept.
有关孩子这个行业这个工作。
And so in, for our children's careers,
我就想到我以前读书的时候。
I thought back to when I was studying.
事实上我父母就没有给我压力。
My parents never gave me any kind of pressure.
让我自己决定。
They let me choose on my own.
因为我本来是要读牙科的。
Because I originally wanted to be a dentist.
因为这个是很明显我要走的路。
Because it's very clear for me, this is what I wanted to do.
因为我哥哥他们在从事牙科的工作。
And to follow in the footsteps of my brothers.
整个家庭其实给我很大的期望，读牙科。
And in fact, my entire family gave me this dream or goal to become a dentist.
但是当我要面对大专联考的时候，我在寻求神的旨意啊。
But when I was facing the great examination, I prayed to God, what is your will?
主耶稣啊，你是不是要我读牙科？
God, do you want me to be a dentist?
还是要我当传道?
Or do you want me to become a preacher?
如果乌鸦科当然我就不能当传道。
Because if I am a dentist, then I cannot become a preacher.
那我当传道当然就不能做牙科了。
And the same is true for vice versa.
那这两个我怎么选择?
So how do I choose between the two?
我真的为这件事情禁食祷告过。
And so for this matter, I fasted.
后来查验到主耶稣不要我读牙科。
And in the end, I realized that Jesus did not want me to become a dentist.
很明显要我走传道的路。
And it was very clear that he wanted me to become a preacher.
我后来就没有读牙科嘛。
So in the end, I didn't study dentistry.
这一条路详细讲是没有时间了。
And this is a long story, and I can't tell it to you now.
不过我主要是说，当时我父母没有给我压力。
But the main point is that my parents did not give me pressure.
也没有一直的责备我说你可以读牙科你怎么不读
And they never rebuked me and said you could become a dentist why didn't you study it
你怎么 早去跑去读心理系在搞什么
What are you doing
没有这样的
But they never did this to me
当时我还没有跟他讲我要当传道
At that time I still had not told him I wanted to become a preacher
因为我想这一条路我要当传道差不多还有六年的时间
Because I thought to myself to become a preacher there's still at least 6 years left
只有我跟主耶稣讲
And I only told Jesus.
后来认识传道两，再跟他讲，其他人都不知道。
And later when I met my wife, I told her, but besides her, I didn't tell anyone.
所以我父母也没有责备我说你怎么不读牙科，跑去读心理系。
And as a result, my parents never rebuked me for not studying what they wanted me to study.
对啊，当时还有跟杨长老讲，只有跟杨长老讲。
And I also told Elder Ying.
这些细节我就不用再讲。
And the rest of the details are history.
所以我就想到我父母没有给我们压力。
So I think that my parents never gave me pressure.
我们还是活得很好。
And we still live very well.
因为最重要的是我们走在正轨上。
Because the most important thing is to walk on the right path.
那同样今天我们做父母。
So the same is likewise today as parents.
我们在陪我们的孩子成长。
As we are raising our children.
我们只是陪他，辅导他。
We are staying with them and to help guide them.
我们不是主导，我们是辅导。
We're not...
这个不一样。主导就是 guide
we're not
我在领导你
we're not guiding them
我们是协助他因为他长大要让他独立协助
but we're encouraging them so that they become independent
这个就是陪孩子的成长
and this is what it means to parent your children
这个是有关工作方面学业工作这个是可以说连在一起
and this is looking at it from the aspect of career and academics
再来感情方面
Now the other perspective is in terms of relationships.
当然我们都给他说要有共同的信仰这样才能长大才能有真正的幸福。
And so we often encourage them to have a good faith so that they can have a blessed life.
那在在大学之前
So before college,
我们发现孩子能稳定他也不会想说去找异性了。
It's very good to see that your children are stable and they're not going around looking for somebody else.
不过我们也没有，他上大学以后也没有说严格禁止说你不能找对象。
But once they get to college, we never give them a strict commandment saying you cannot find someone that you like.
但是跟他说你要眼光放亮一点不要随便找。
But we say to open your eyes and do not just look for anybody.
到差不多我那个老大差不多大四的时候
It was about the fourth year of my oldest daughter's college education.
那时候她就有对象了。
At that time, she found somebody for her.
当时刚好有两个出现，有两个人出现。
And the two people appeared.
我们做父母的如果我们的心目中是另外这个比较好。
And as parents, we may have an inclination or a preference.
但是小孩子觉得这个。还不错。
We may prefer one, but the child may prefer the other.
两个都不错。
And they're both good.
但是这个不错，这个他觉得当时不知道什么关系，他觉得他选这个。
And for some reason, she decides she likes this other person.
我想我们也不能替他决定啊。
Then I think that as parents, we cannot make the decision for her.
我们可以为他决定的时候是主内的。
The only decision we can make for her maybe is to marry within the church.
看你怎么选。
And besides that, it's up to her to choose.
另外这个。
And she chose the other person.
选了以后呢
And so after she chose,
我们说照着主的道理来交往。
Then we said, in accordance with the teachings of God, then you can make a relationship.
这个交往过程当中就有些操练了。
And so through the relationship, of course, there were things they needed to learn.
操练到最后感谢神，因为还有跟 父母不断的在联系。
And we thank God that while they learn, they also communicated with the parents.
是当中就出现一些困扰。
And so we did find there were some difficulties.
但是他还是会跟传道人沟通。
But they would still talk to myself and my wife.
传道人就一直帮助他祷告。
And my wife would pray for them.
我们说你们现在只是一个交往认识的阶段。
We said, right now you're only in the period of getting to know one another.
因为我们有保持距离。
And because there is a distance between them.
如果觉得走不下去，当然就不用勉强。
If there's still a road ahead of them, if you feel you cannot walk it together, then don't force it.
到最后两个哈，就同意说，那我们既然觉得走不下去，不要勉强了。
And so in the end, the two of them decided, well, if we can't walk it, then let's not force the issue.
不过也感谢神，就是在走的阶段，我们做父母都陪他走。
But at the same time, we thank God because while they were walking along this road of the relationship, we as parents were with them.
所以还是给他侧面的指导，所以没有我们知道没有出什么状况。
And so we were able to help them, and we knew that nothing had happened.
不然要分开不是那么简单。
Otherwise, for them to separate would not have been so easy.
但感谢神，就大家都是心平气和，没有什么瓜葛，就这样的分开了。
And we really thank God because there was no hard feelings when they separated.
再等。
And she waited.
我们就想，本来那个还不错嘞。
And we thought, well, this other one was pretty good.
不知道他已经经过一年了，不知道有没有对象。
It's already been a year. I wonder if this other person has found somebody else.
有人一直在为他做媒，他那时候已经毕业了。
And this other person was having people trying to matchmake him.
那我们就说那个问看看嘛。
And so we asked, well, why don't you go ask the other one from before?
人这一年多来，人家已经有对象，当然就不用谈了。
And we said, well, of course, if he's found someone in this past year, then let's not go talk to him.
如果没有很好
But if not, then it's very good, so let's go see.
感谢神，就有机会再问那个。
And so we thank God we had the opportunity to ask the other person.
结果说，他没有对象。
And we found he did not have somebody else.
对我女儿还很有意思呢。
And he was very interested in my daughter.
说这样感谢主了。
I said, thank God.
就有机会继续交往。
And so they were able to get to know one another.
我们说真的要靠主耶稣来走这一条路。
And we said again that you really need to rely on God to walk this road.
也经过一年多了。
So it's been already at least a year.
看他们还很不错。
And it seems like they're still doing okay.
所以我们就在一个很美好的一个期待。
And so we're living in a wonderful time.
因为对方还在当兵。
Because the other person is still serving in the military.
可能退伍就准备结婚。
Maybe after he finishes or is discharged, they will get married.
明年初了。
Maybe early next year.
这是让我们了解。But this is 这个感情问题。
This is just to understand the issues with relationships.
所以孩子的成长。
And so as your children grow.
有时候工作方面。
In terms of their career,
有时候是感情方面，
or in terms of the relationship,
尤其到最后感情的问题，
especially in terms of the relationship.
当然，对我女儿来讲，
and for me, towards my daughter,
他们还没有结婚，
they're not married yet.
不过我们也期望，
but we do hope,
他们结婚以后能美满幸福，
that after they are married, that they will have a blessed and abundant life.
如果他们能长大会靠神，当我们就会完全放心。
And if they are able to grow up and become mature and rely on God completely, then we can be at ease.
但是我们会在旁边看有没有美满幸福啊。
But we of course will be looking at and seeing, are they really happy?
发现如果没有美满幸福，我们要来问问看问题在哪里啊。
And if they aren't happy, then we'll ask, you know, where's the problem?
那我们可以帮忙到什么程度啊。
And we can help to a certain extent.
就是我们陪孩子的成长的过程。
And this is what it means to accompany our children as they grow.